up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Alrighty, here we go once again. Time for another round of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Back to do it again for another week. Believe it or not, yes, we've got another hour worth of great old-time polka records for you. Here on the show once again, of course, they're old-time oldies because they all come from phonograph records, which means we got nothing new. You're not going to hear any of the latest polka bands on this show. Not that they're not all fabulous, because they are. There's so much amazing modern-day, modern-time polka talent out there. Would blow your mind. People say that to me a lot. They say, oh, I'm doing the polka show. Really? Nobody listens to that anymore. They do. And not only do people listen, but a lot of people are playing it. There's amazing young people out there. There's Alex Meixner, for example. There's Molly B. There's the Chardon Polka Band. There's hundreds of them, maybe thousands. But our roots here on the Oompa Hour are all the oldies. We only play records here on the show, which most of the time takes us no newer than somewhere in the mid to late 80s. So if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's roll another show. Johnny Pecan and the orchestra start us out with one of those standards. Here's the clarinet polka. Get things started with a good traditional number that we all know, Johnny Pecan and the orchestra rolling out the clarinet polka here on another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another one. I got a stack of records. We got to play them before we get to the end of the hour, so let's see if we can do it. Hailing from the Highlands of New Jersey. I think that's what it says here. For booking information, contact us in Highlands, New Jersey. Here are the Hitmen. This is the She Always Knew Polka.
I tried to talk to her, but unsuccessfully. But after a while, she began to see the light. We dated, we married, and it all turned out right. She always knew that she was my sweetheart. I knew another guy could never break us apart. Now the time has passed, it was many years ago. Now she loves me and I love her so. Yes, many years ago, I didn't stand a chance. She wouldn't even talk to me, she'd fight off my advance. Since then times have changed, and now she is my wife. She's mine, I'm hers, for the rest of my life. But she always knew that she was my sweetheart. I knew another guy could never break us apart. Now the time has passed, it was many years ago. Now she loves me and I love her so. But she always knew that she was my sweetheart. I knew another guy could never break us apart. Now the time has passed, it was many years ago. Now she loves me and I love her so.
Well, there you have it. She always knew polka. That's the Hitman. Hitmen. It's one word, Hitman. So it comes out Hitman. I don't know. Anyway, there they are here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Back at it again. For those of you keeping count, show number 261. I don't know, I'd just like to throw that in there because it amazes me that this has been going on now officially over 5 years, by the way, because I know how to do math on occasion. Teresa Zapolska and the Frank Wojnarowski Orchestra. I think I got that one right. This is I'm Proud to Be Polish.
We have Chopin, Kościuszko, Pułaski, Curie, Paderewski, Piłsudski, and such. With their great minds so strong, we are proud to belong to ancestors who've given so much. I'm proud to be Polish, I'm proud as can be. I am proud of the work we have done. I'm proud to be Polish, just look back and see that as Poles we are second to none. Every foe we will teach all to know that our bloodline is linked with the best. I'm proud to be Polish, I'm proud as can be. I am proud of the work we have done. I'm proud to be Polish, just look back and see that as Poles we are second to none. We'll be right back.
All right, there you have it. Teresa Zapolska there with the Frank Wojnarowski Orchestra. And I'm proud to be Polish here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. You want to know a secret? Here's a secret. I'm German! Sorry about that, but it's true. I should be playing more Whoopi John records. But no, I'm good with all of it. Doesn't really matter. But now that it's out there, yes. My heritage actually is almost exactly 50-50. German and Swedish, actually. And my son, you know, I mean, that's what my parents had always told me. And my grandparents were very Swedish and very German. And then my son, a couple of years ago, got into this, what do they call it? Not archaeology, ancestry. That's almost the same thing. Into this ancestry thing and started looking up all kinds of stuff and connecting. And he made the wife and I do a DNA test. And I'm like, you know, back then it was like $100. And I did it, spit in the tube and mailed it in to whoever it is. And I got the results back that said I was German and Swedish. And I thought, great, I spent $100 to know what I've been telling you all these years anyway. So anyway, that's the way it goes. So now the secret's out. With that, we go on to the Golden Star Polka with the Dick Cousins Orchestra. Some wild tubaing in that one. Dick Cousins Orchestra and the Golden Star Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, spinning the polkas like we do every week. Glad to have you along with us. Want to mention World of Accordions Museum. You know, springtime is arriving here in the Northland. In case you don't know, we're up in northeastern Minnesota. We're not far. We're like an hour and a half from Duluth, Superior area. Superior, Wisconsin is where you find the World of Accordions Museum. There are over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display waiting for you to come plant an eyeball on them, along with all the other groovy stuff they have there, from the gift shop to the concert hall to all sorts of interesting memorabilia and documentation and history. Even if you're not a polka fan, maybe you're just a fan of old-time music, old-school music, music history. If you're going to be in the area, you may want to make it a point to plan a visit. And if you're looking for someplace to go, what would be something interesting we've never seen? Come check out the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. And you know, now, depending where you're coming from, because that's, you know, up in the north-central United States up there, up in the upper Midwest, as we call it, you may have to come up through the bottom half of Wisconsin. Maybe you're going to come up through Minnesota. While you're on your way to the World of Accordions Museum, for wherever you might want to be, consider a stop at New Ulm, Minnesota, on your way. And here's a free plug for them. Not that they're not all free plugs, but check out the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame, because there's a lot of old-time music represented in there, because that's where a lot of great German music, Whoopi John from there, Six Fat Dutchmen are from there, Elmer Scheid. There's a long, long list of great polka artists from down in that part of the state, mostly German, and then you've got some great Polish bands out of the metro area, and Slovenian bands from up north, all over the place. I mean, it's not that regionally divided, but kind of, you know. So check it out, World of Accordions Museum. They're online, worldofaccordions.org, and I bet you if you were to type the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame into your Google thing, you could find out about that, too. Hit them up in one trip. Why not? Take your big RV. Have a great time. Anyway, let's get back to the music here. Lil Wally would put on his records, you know, like Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys, the Lucky Harmony Boys or whatever. This particular record says it's Lil Wally with America's Greatest Polka Band. Now, I don't know if that was voted on by everybody or what the deal is. The song is called I Looked For You. Here's Lil Wally and allegedly America's Greatest Polka Band. Yeah.
Our wives at home. We left our wives at home. We left our wives with seven other guys. Oh, we left our wives at home. Here's Marion.
Świeciła gwiazdeczka na wysokim niebie. A żeby powrócił dziewczyno do ciebie. Chodziłem po górach, chodziłem po lesie. A żebym odnalazł drugą jak ty w świecie. Zabłysnął się na raz na kościele krzyżi. Pamiętaj dziewczyno, pamiętaj jedyno, cóż ja tobie przyrzekł, że cię kochać będę, kocham cię nad życie. Jak cię nie dostanę, jak cię nie dostanę, przecież nie chcę na świecie.
Zwecki se walei, tej naszej alei. Janeczka niech lida, Janeczka niech lida, oczy me palei.
All right, there you go there. Lil Wally with America's Greatest Polka Band. And you know it's true because it says so right on the record. The I Looked For You polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I guess if we're going to play a record by Lil Wally, why not play a record by Lil Richard? Not Little Richard, but Lil Richard with his Polka All-Stars. And this is called Danny's Polka. And you'll understand why that's the name as soon as you hear the song.
Danny Rustinkowski, he's our Dan, he's our man, Danny Rustinkowski. He's our ways, he's our means, Danny Rustinkowski. Let's all yell, shout like hell, Danny Rustinkowski. Daniel pan, Daniel pan, Daniel Rostenkowski. On nasz syn, on nasz brat, Daniel Rostenkowski. On nasz pan, on nasz król, Daniel Rostenkowski. Krzyczmy raz, jeszcze raz, Daniel Rostenkowski.
All right, there you go. See Danny Rostenkowski. That's why it's Danny's Polka. Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. If you hear that noise in the background, I don't know if you... I don't think you can hear it, actually, so you don't know what I'm talking about. But here in Minnesota, you know, we got a ton of snow this year. Tons. I mean, literally tons. Roofs falling in all over the place from the weight of the snow. And you know what happens to that snow? When the temperature gets like into the mid to upper 40s, it melts and it becomes water. And then it starts running places. Now, we're good here. But next door, the building next door is having problems with water coming in. And so they're out in the parking lot shoveling and scooping snow and water like a team of maniacs trying to get some of the water away from the foundation so it stops filling the place up over there. So every now and then you hear some shovel scraping sounds. And instead of helping him, I'm up here playing Jimmy Sturr in the orchestra. So, hey, that's the way it goes. Which reminds me, Jimmy Sturr in the orchestra over here on turntable number two. Here's the This Old House Polka.
This old house is getting shaky, this old house is getting old. This old house slept in the rain, this old house slept in the cold. Oh, my knees are getting chilly, but I feel no fear of pain, cause I see an angel peeking through a broken window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to order the inches, nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, I'll get ready. This old house is afraid of thunder, this old house is afraid of storms. This old house just groans and trembles when lightning breaks its arms. This old house is getting feeble, this old house is needing paint. Just like me, it's stuck around, but I'm getting ready to meet the saints.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer, ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to order the hinges, nor to mend the window panes. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, I'm getting
every time I stop, think about the house we live in, man. I think of that song because the house we live in was built in like 19. Well, it was finished in 1910. I don't know when they started building it. It was originally the rectory for the church that was next door. And that church burned down back in the 50s, if I remember right. And they relocated the church and put a flat top on it. And it's been a lot of different things over the years. But this old house, man, I'll tell you what. They built this thing solid because she's still rock solid and it's 110 years old or something like that. But anyway, I always think of that song all the time when I'm like, oh, this poor old house, because it's old, but it's hanging in there. Harmony Kings Polka Band next over here in turntable number one. This is the Jingle Tingle Polka.
Thank you.
All right, are you jingling and tingling? That was the Jingle Tingle Polka with the Harmony Kings. And you're listening to Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Remember, you can get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour. How might you do that, you ask? Well, you could send us a big box full of dusty old polka records and we'd play them. But if that's not up your alley, seriously, there are people who occasionally want to throw out old records that have polkas and stuff on them. And I go save them and put them on the show. You can call us. You can leave a message or you can text to area code 218-259-2985. And if that doesn't work out for you, you can always email us at oompahour@aol.com. And you can also, what is the other? Oh, Facebook. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour is where you'll find us there. So if you want to do any of that, by all means, you're certainly not required to. But we like it when you do, because people on radio, you know, you think they get a lot of feedback and stuff. They really don't. We have no idea if you're out there. So, all right. Now, you know, in every show, we always have at least one waltz. And I have one for us. When's the last time we played a waltz by the Six Fat Dutchmen? I could probably figure it out, but it would take me a half an hour. So that was a rhetorical question. But I do have a waltz from the Six Fat Dutchmen. So dancers, if you're ready, here are the Six Fat Dutchmen from New Ulm, Minnesota, by the way. And this is the Hanover Waltz. The Hanover Waltz, and that is the Six Fat Dutchman, and this is Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. More records. We got to keep playing them in the show. We're only about halfway through this sucker this week, so I'm going to keep at it here. So stick with us here for a little while. Got a bunch of records to play. Here's one from the Bright Sound Express. How can you possibly go wrong with a name like the Bright Sound Express? Think how much you wouldn't want to listen if it was the Dull Sound Express, you know. This is called Angeline Be Mine.
Got a girl that loves me so. Her Oh, Angeline, you are an angel sent from up above. You're my happiness and joy, and the only one I love. Angeline, you're all mine. You're the sunshine in my life. In a year or two, you'll be my loving wife. And she's all mine. She always hugs and kisses me. She's sweet and cute, and she's all mine. Oh, Angeline, you are an angel sent from up above. You're my happiness and joy, and the only one I love. Angeline, you're all mine. You're the sunshine in my life. In a year or two, you'll be my loving wife.
Have it, Angeline, be mine, the Bright Sound Express, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Now, this record's a little older, might have a few little scratches in it, I don't know. I cleaned her up pretty good anyway. Good song, Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers. Here's the Ranch House Polka. Is Kenny Bass there, the Polka Poppers. I think that's a great name for a band. and the Ranch House Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldies show. I think Polka Poppers should actually be the name of a fishing lure you could go and buy, because obviously Kenny Bass and the Polka Poppers is a takeoff on a bass fishing lure name. And I would so buy Polka Poppers as a lure, and I don't even fish, so it doesn't even matter. Guy lives in the land of 10,000 lakes, doesn't even fish. What? I used to fish. Never really wanted to catch the fish, though. I just like playing with all the doodads. It's ridiculous. Can we have another waltz in this show? Why not? Two waltzes in one show. Man, that's going to drag us down. No, it's not. Dancers, at the ready. Let's get you up and take you around the dance floor one more time with a nice little waltz. We haven't played this one for a long, long time. Here's Ralph Hutmaker. This is the Pussycat Waltz. Go, Ralph Hutmaker and the boys. And wow, for a second I was channeling Lawrence Welk. Did that seem like that to you? Ralph Hutmaker and the boys, a wonderful number called the Pussycat Waltz. And then I started turning into like Sergeant Schultz from Hogan's Heroes. I should not be attempting to do impressions. It is not a pretty thing, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Sergeant Schultz. You want a piece of Hogan's Heroes trivia? It's one of my favorite pieces of really obscure television trivia. I'm going to tell you, that has nothing to do with polkas. Well, except that was German-style waltz there, and I'm going to tell you a piece of fake German trivia. This is like my favorite piece of trivia from television, and I'm going to waste 2 minutes telling you this, but I don't care. And you're going to really be in on a secret here that no one... I'll ask you the question, and then I'll tell you the answer. Obviously, Hogan's Heroes took place during World War II in a prisoner of war camp. One of the guards was Sergeant Schultz. As a civilian, what was Sergeant Schultz's occupation? Now, let me tell you the answer. There's an episode of Hogan's Heroes wherefore I won't get into the whole plot, but the prisoners need to convince the Germans that the war is over. So they go to elaborate means to make this happen with fake radio broadcasts and the whole thing. So Stalag 13 is going wild. The guards are celebrating, but none of the prisoners are escaping because they think it's a plot. That is, they, you know, go running outside the gates, they'll all get shot for escaping. So they don't leave. And their plot unfolds and everything works out. But Colonel Hogan is talking to Sergeant Schultz. And he says, "So, Schultz, what are you going to do after the war?" And Schultz says that he wants to go back to his old job. And Colonel Hogan says, where did you work? And he says, "I worked at the Shotzi Toy Company, And Colonel Hogan says, "Do you think the boss will give you your old job back?" And Schultz says, "Why not? I am the boss." Turns out that Sergeant Schultz is the owner of the Shotzi Toy Company, the greatest toy company in all of Germany. And that's like my most obscure bit of trivia from an episode of Hogan's Heroes. So I got a t-shirt now that's got a big picture of a Fokker triplane on it that says Shotzi Toy Company. And people are like, "What is that?" And I have to tell them the story. Anyway, I better play a record by now, don't you think? The Ampletones. I can't think of the last time this record has surfaced here on the show. Maybe it never has. There's the Ampleairs. There's the Ampletones. Not ample, like he's amply, you know, he's not, you know, it's ample, A-M-P-O-L, the ample tones, and this is the Unsuspecting Love Polka.
It is so hard to understand just why you love me. I just have never treated you the way I should. And you are always there just when I need you, darling. But there is someone there who stole my heart away. Let me be the one you sometimes come and talk to, and I will try my best to be there when I can. I can't explain just how I really feel about you. Anytime you have to leave, I'll understand. Unsuspecting, darling. It just has been so many years since we first met. And now I realize just how you feel about me. What I am saying, dear, is love me when you can.
All right, there you go. That is the Ample Tones there and the Unsuspecting Love Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. I got to pay attention to the clock here because time is flying by again here on the show. And I got to keep track here, so I shut up on schedule, you know. Here I was thinking, boy, I don't know if I got enough records for this show. And then it turns out I talk so much, I got more records than I need now. How about one from the Michigan Polka Tells? Why not? This is the Go-Go Musicians Polka.
Samba, just play go-go polka. I'll take my darling and we'll be jolly dancing around the floor. Don't bump me, Johnny, don't push me, Mary. that don't go the more.
They have it, the Michigan Polkatels there, Go-Go Musicians Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Yeah, we got, we got like 10 minutes to go on the show. Not quite. If I went 10 more minutes, I'd probably get yelled at for going overtime. But we're going to get a few more records in here. By golly, we are. I got Slovenian-style instrumental from Jake Derlink coming up here in a little bit. I think I got Myron Florin. We're going to jam in here. And after that, we'll see how it goes. But before any of this is this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Kebs Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Kebs Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, time to get back to work here. I think we're going to get a couple of more songs into the show. We'll see how it works out here. What do I got here? Oh, yes, Jake Derlink. I mentioned this before we went to the break here. Doing a thing called the Rosebud Polka. Two separate words. The Rosebud Polka says right on the record it's Slovenian style, so here we go.
Thank you.
There you go. Jake Durling there and the Rosebud Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I don't know what I'm going to do. How many songs are we going to fit in here? I got to see how long some of these records are, see what we can do here. Myron Florin over here. Let's roll it. This is the Village Tavern Polka. Myron Florin, Village Tavern Polka, and if I don't talk too much, we could jam another song in here. The question is, what kind of polka would Peter Piper pick? He would probably pick the Peter Piper Polka, because that's what we have to wrap it up. Frank Hermanek and the Melody Men Polka Band. This is the Peter Piper Polka. And what you have here, ladies and gentlemen, is an edition of the Oompa Hour that is bursting at the seams. Oh boy, we're about as close to the hour limit as you could possibly get in an edition of the show. I love it when you're getting your money's worth, because, hey, it costs you nothing except your time, huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumba Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, Kev's Records. We'll be back to spin it again for you next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.